Next up is Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on Steve Daines for Montana, A21-04. And we have Mr. Smith and Rominski joining us, and welcome back. Whenever y'all are ready, and Ms. Lee, and welcome whenever y'all are ready.
Good morning, Chair Lindenbaum and Commissioners. Before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on Steve Daines for Montana, which circulated to the Commission on May 25th, 2023. The memorandum provides the audit staff's recommendations for the following findings outlined in the draft audit report, draft final audit report. Finding one, receipt of contributions in excess of the limit. Finding two, disclosure of debts and obligations. And finding three, disclosure of receipts. We are available to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Colleagues, questions and discussion? Commissioner Traynor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't really have any questions for staff other than to compliment them on the work that they did in this particular case. I know that it's very difficult dealing with these numbers. That being said, I do have some specific concerns over finding one, the excessive contributions. And I know in 2010 that the commission did approve the use of sampling as a method of going through these particular audits. But in looking at what we have here, I think that it's problematic in this particular audit. So I went to look for court cases and things like that that we could point to say when is it appropriate to use sampling and when not. There's a lot out there, but I think the most something that really jumped out at me was actually a case out of California, Duran versus U.S. Bank. And there, the court talked about the use of statistical sampling methods when they would be appropriate. But they also mentioned that we have to have due concern for the party's rights when we employ those statistical samples. And we have to make sure that the sample is not too small, that it's random enough, and that there's no large margin of error. And then in applying that here in the Daines audit, if we look at the dollar value that was the dollar value universe here is in excess of $27 million, which was over 569,000 transactions. Of that, the number that was tested was a little over $364,000, or a sample of 465. So that's a sample of about 0.08% of the total number of transactions that were sampled here. And then if you look at the margin of error, I think the margin of error here, the range in the margin of error is about $400,000 from a low on the mid 100s to a high in the close to 600,000 there. And so in looking at that, the amount of excessive contributions actually found in the audit was what we show in the report is $214,701, which is well below what the actual finding was. And so I think that sampling did not serve us well in this particular case because we have such a wide margin. You know, the sample size is a little low in what we're using. So I think in the future we need to expand those. But I see some of those same problems without going into the actual numbers in finding 3A with regard to the disclosure of the receipts. And so for that reason, I'm not going to be able to support finding one or finding 3A in this particular audit. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Colleagues, further discussion? Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Lee.
Good morning. I just wanted to clarify, sampling has been in the audit program well before I even started, which was a while ago. I never liked to say how long, but has been in there at least since the 1990s. Just wanted to clarify that.
Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
So I agree with Commissioner Traynor. I wanted to give a little additional color. I had some experience with forensic auditing earlier in my career. I'm not opposed to the use of sampling and audits. I think here the difficulty is that the commission's being asked to make a finding down to the dollar with fairly wide confidence intervals. And my concern is twofold. One is misinterpretation of that granularity by the public. And the other is that whereas it may or may not matter here, I do have broad concerns in a future matter about wide confidence intervals in some way implicating our referral thresholds. So I agree with Commissioner Traynor that I would like to see narrower confidence intervals. And I understand that that can be a tricky thing as a matter of mathematics and practice, but I share his discomfort in making a public finding on the basis of this evidence.
Other discussion?
Yeah. Thanks, Madam Chair. I have a slightly different point. I mean, avoided advanced statistics issues in college. My issue is with finding two. I thank the audit staff for all their work on this. I think it's a judgment call, and I just have a different judgment about whether to credit the committee's representations and evidence in favor of their argument that the add by invoice should not be included under a misreported debts. And so again, I think we're all looking at the same body of evidence and what they brought. To my mind, I think it is enough, especially in the absence of countervailing evidence that their representations are incorrect. And so for that reason, I'm not going to be able to support finding two as presented. Obviously there are other debts and obligations that they failed to disclose. This is about, I think, maybe about a quarter of the amount is represented by this particular add by invoice issue. And so what I would support ultimately is a approval of finding two with the deduction of that $108,750 from the final amount. Thank you.
Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My question is directed to the audit team. Did the committee provide any records supporting their claim?
Madam Chair,
yes, they did not.
Did you make a request for these records?
We did.
I'm concerned is that we might not be conducting ourselves in a consistent manner as we do throughout the building. And if we're going to create these different standards, then, well, I'm not prepared to create the different standard. I think that the invoice itself, I believe, had due upon receipt, and the kind of general acknowledgement by a committee that this might be done in the industry without some additional outside evidence to support that leads me to support the conclusion that's made by our auditors. So I appreciate the explanation, but I won't be able to support. I'm supporting the recommendations that we have before us today. So thank you.
I'll just comment that was exactly my take on that as well. Is I think if I was very much open to that argument, but I didn't see anything that really indicated that, and I wasn't familiar with that practice.
Yep. I guess a question for the audit division. Isn't it the case that they made representations to us as part of the audit, but they also provided an email response from the treasurer about this issue?
Madam Chair, if I could ask my team to respond to that.
Madam Chair?
Yep.
There was an email from the treasurer that stated that most likely that this had been put off until they had done the ad buy, and it was actually requested of the vendor.
Yeah, I could say I would have liked to see something from the vendor. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Madam Chair. I believe in other instances, we were able to go back to the committee and ask for emails, documentation from the actual vendors, and they were able to provide such documentation in those cases, but not for this particular $108,000 invoice.
Madam Chair, was it the committee's position that, well, let me back up and say that the treasurer had stated is that her recollection is that they were returned for further clarification to the vendor. And then I believe what she said, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that her conversations with the vendor took place over the phone. But if the audit team can correct me about whether that was what they had said is true or not, that would be helpful.
One moment, Madam Chair. I believe there was a qualifier. I believe there was language such as may have.
Take all the time you need.
Madam Chair? So the direct quote from the audit letter that the treasurer sent is that she said, I would assume we decided not to purchase the June 15th, 2020 Connell Donatella invoice until a future date. It was actually purchased and a wire was sent on 9/10/20.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
I also believe it was the attorney who said that it may have been a phone conversation. And that's why they can't provide written documentation.
Yeah. And, you know, I think there are other ways to back it up, right? It could have been, you know, after the fact, you know, right now they send a declaration affidavit from the vendor. You know, there I would need to see a little bit more for this.
Commissioner. Thank you, Madam Chair. The same for me is I can appreciate that there might have been some kind of ambiguity, but with right now all you have is information coming from the committee and the treasurer itself. It's the treasurer's responsibility to collect and maintain these records, and particularly when there's outreach during an audit. The commission has been we've been very open to accepting outside forms of evidence to prove these things. And some type of communication from that vendor would put me in a comfort level to be able to consider removing this. Without that, I won't be able to support a motion at that time. But thank you for the explanation.
Yep. And I'll just add on the sampling matter that I think when this was first raised, I really appreciate Commissioner Traynor digging into this. I know we dug into it initially and had a number of conversations with the staff about the history of this and what it looks like. And I am comfortable with the way it was done, as I think everybody's set up here at some point in this discussion, that we really appreciate the audit staff. Our audit staff does pretty incredible work as they dig into all of these reports and all of the questions they get from commissioners. So thank you all for everything you do. We are truly grateful for all of your work. So with that, any further discussion or?
Yeah, Madam Chair, I wanted to follow up on that last point. I also want to compliment the audit staff. I'm not sure this is obvious to people who haven't worked in multiple areas of the law, but our audit procedures are unusually challenging and difficult because they are occurring against a legal background where we really don't have the concept of materiality in the same way that you would in other areas that are being audited. And that creates very substantial difficulties for the conduct of audits work. And I wanted to be clear that my disagreement with this recommendation stems from that background and not from any disagreement with audit and how it conducted itself in this matter. They've been handed a very difficult mission.
Motions. Commissioner Weintraub.
I'll start with one big one and then we'll see whether there's any piece of this that can survive. In A21-04, Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum of Steve Daines for Montana, I move approval of the Audit Division's recommendations.
Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
No.
No.
The motion fails 3-3 with Commissioners Weintraub, Roussard, and myself in favor, Vice Chair, Commissioner Traynor, and Dickerson opposed for the motion. Sure. Commissioner Weintraub.
I was not aware that we had a problem with the second one because I thought that one was going to escape because it doesn't involve sampling. So I'm going to try that as a standalone and see whether anybody, we can pick up another vote on that. In A21-04, Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on Steve Daines from Montana, I move that the commission find that SDFM failed to disclose debts and obligations totaling $373,967.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
No.
The motion fails 3-3 with Commissioner Weintraub, Broussard, and myself in favor, and the Vice Chair, Commissioner Dickerson and Traynor opposed. For the motion, Commissioner Weintraub.
Question for my colleagues. Is there some subset of that $373,000 that you would be willing to approve?
Madam Chair, thank you. Let me just do that as a standalone. In the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum of Steve Daines from Montana, A21-04, I move approval of finding 2, disclosures of debts and obligations, subject to reducing in the ADRM's amount in violation by $108,750 for a new amount in violation of $265,217 and making any corresponding technical and conforming changes in the proposed final audit report.
Yes.
Mr. Vice Chairman, if I might ask your indulgence, could you just move the amount that you're willing to approve and not the removal part, which I don't actually agree with?
Madam Chair, let me withdraw that motion. Let me make a new motion, which is in Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on Steve Daines from Montana, A21-04, I move approval of finding 2, disclosure of debts and obligations with an amount in violation of $265,217.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And motion passes unanimously. Further, yes.
I'm gonna take another stab at finding 3. Assuming that I'll ask anybody who knows the math better than I do to correct me if I got this number wrong, but I believe that there is still $948,218 in that finding that is based on actual transactions reviewed by the audit staff without resorting to sampling. So I'm going to make a motion for that amount, and because that's still a fair chunk of change. I think it's worth trying to make a finding on that. In A21-04 Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on Steve Daines from Montana, I move that the commission find that SDFM failed to correctly disclose receipts totaling $948,218.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. All right. I think that's it. All right. Yeah. Oh. Anything missed?
Did the commission not intend to make any motions as it relates to finding 1, Madam Chair?
I think we had the initial.
I believe we can resolve that offline. But I've been advised by staff.
Mr. Guru, please. Okay, Oracle. Well, thank you. We can resolve the first finding on tally. And with that, we have a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Apologies. If I may, was there any interest in the commission about making motion as it relates to the 100% excessive, those that were reviewed 100%, not part of sampling? Apologies.
On finding 1 or finding 3?
1, I'm sorry. Finding 1.
No.
I'm just raising the question just to make sure we cover all our bases.
Commissioner Traynor, were you going
to? No, Madam Chair, I don't want to make such a motion.
Okay. Thank you all.